Good morning again, my friend. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, before I get into what the Lord has for us today, I would like to wish my sweet and beautiful wife a very happy birthday. Okay, more this week on the key to knowing truth, knowing real truth, and not what the world calls truth, but the truth of eternal reality that satisfies our hearts and points us to the only truth in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, last week we ended talking about being purified through God's dealing and judgments, God's trials, and yes, even through the trials and tribulations that we cause ourselves. But these trials and tribulations, these dealings and judgments of God are for one reason, and that is to bring to the surface in our lives our true motive and our intentions so that we can deal with them, so that we can agree or disagree with God what He is saying about them in our lives. All of the impurities in our hearts are brought up to the surface so that what remains in our heart is pure. Today we call this a trial of our faith. Others call it dealing in judgments of God, but I call it God working on our character, working on our heart and our desires and our intentions and our likes and our dislikes. Wow. Do we like what God likes or do we dislike what God dislikes? Our character will give us the answer there, my friend. Are we men and women of our word? Are we reliable, dedicated to God and man, or are we double-minded, like James talks about in James 1 and 8? Is our word to do something better than a handshake agreement, or is our word not worth a thimble of salt? What do we do when we think no one is watching us? Oh, wow, that's always good. All of this, my friend, the good in our character comes by way of God working in our lives. We are not good and noble by birth, oh no. From birth we are of the world, and God must be able to work by His dealing and His judgments in us, to work the love of the world and ourself out of us. Even at the beginning of our Christian walk, we are concerned with our doing and not with our becoming in Him. We are distressed rather by what we have done or what we have not done than by what we are to become. We think that if we only can rectify certain areas in our life, we should be good to go, a good Christian. So we set out therefore to change our actions and our thinkings. But the result is not what we expect. We discover to our dismay that it is something more than just a case of trouble on the outside, that there is in fact more serious trouble on the inside. We try to please the Lord, but you know, we find some things within us that does not want to please Him. So we use religion and church activities and rituals and traditions to please God, but these, my friend, will never work. We even try to be humble, but there is something in our very being that refuses to be humble. We try to be loving, but inside we feel most unloving. We simply, you know, we smile and we try to look very gracious, but inwardly we feel decisively ungracious. The more we try to rectify matters on the outside, the more we realize how deep-seated is the troubles on the inside. No, I have done all these, my friends, so I'm speaking from experience. We have to do, you know, we have to endure God's dealings and judgments. Never give up and never fall back into the world and come to the Lord and say, Lord, I see it now. Not only what I have done is wrong, but I too am wrong. Let me say that again. Lord, not what I have done is wrong, but I too am wrong. And when we get to that point in our Christian walk, the light of life comes on. In Matthew 16, 24 and 25, Jesus said to the disciples, maybe all 82 of them, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it, Matthew 16:24-25. Now, please notice Jesus was talking about the cross, even his cross, before he was sentenced to death on the cross. Maybe Jesus knew something about the future here. At first glance, it may not seem that, this passage has anything to do with light, but you can see that it has everything to do with life. According to Jesus, if we can come into a greater and greater release of his life in us, only if we pick up our cross and follow him. Let me say that again. We can only come into a greater and greater release of his life in us, only if we can pick up his cross and follow him. In short, if we want the fullness of the life of Christ, we have to lose our life. Let me say that again. If we want to the fullness of the life of Christ, we have to lose our life. So what does it mean to lose our life? Well, to lose our life means that we will have to lose our self-ownership. That's right. It means to relinquish ourself fully into the hands of God. And we do this by picking up the cross that God has placed before our lives and then adapt to ourself. Our self-ownership will take place only during the course of time in our walk with the Lord. A death to all of our dreams and our plans and our intentions and all of those things that are not of God in our life. A death to our desires and for a waywardness away from God. A death to our bad habits and our character flaws. All the death that must happen in us. In Romans 7:24, Paul realizes the need for this death when he said, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Romans 7:24. But notice the next verse. "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Wow. What will be raised up from that death is a greater realization of the life of Christ in us. But with his life is light. Sure, John says it in John 1:4. "In him was life, and that light was the light of men." John 1:4. The light is in the life. Let me say that again. The light of God is in his life. Because here we are talking about not things, but a person. Jesus is both life and light. So if Christ is in us, then not only are we alive, but we have the light of Christ in us. The point is, if our eye is single to the Lord, we will meet the cross. Let me say that again. If our eye is single or one way to the Lord, then we will meet our cross. Watchman Nee said, the blood deals with what we have done, a need for forgiveness and such, while the cross deals with what we are. We pick up our cross, not Jesus' cross, but ours, and carry it, The result will be death to ourselves, to our self-rule, and to our self-life. We will be raised up with a great release of his life within us. Let me say that again. We will be raised up with a great release of his life within us. But that will include life also. The more Christ is formed within us, the more we will be able to see and know him. Included in this life is everything, including the light of life. More next week on the key to knowing truth. And as we continue to look at the light of life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week, and the Lord is using this teaching to enlarge your capacity for understanding, and the Holy Spirit is able to speak to you and do those things that needs to be done in your life, because without the moving of the Holy Spirit in your life, you're just wasting your time. You can go to church and do all those things. I've seen it, all the denominations out there who discount the move of the Holy Spirit and working of the Holy Spirit in their life. And they're just going to church and they know nothing about God. So allow the Holy Spirit to work in your life. And God bless and have a great week. And we will talk to you next week. Amen.